All right. Let's do some fun stuff, shall we? Let's get some desire and motivation and passion going in the present moment. You've done some thinking, feeling, and so on. So we're ready to get a good hit. And we're also going to give you a download on passion. A download that will bring you passion that is outside the consensus mythology, outside the suffering, struggling, crashing and burning. All right, so let yourself get comfortable now. Put your body in a comfortable position. Take a nice relaxing breath or so. And close your eyes. Now, normally when you do breathing and you're doing a kind of relaxation breath, you let that sound hiss a little bit. You feel that that moves the energy, and it does. So first do a couple of those breaths. So, so you're moving the tension out of you. Releasing the tension, any kind of stress, any kind of nervousness, any kind of disturbance in your energy field, just kind of let it go with your breath. And then after you've done that, then once again, breathe, but silently. Breathe with silence, quiet, so that no one next to you can even hear you breathe. It's so gentle. Doesn't mean that you breathe tight little slow breaths. No. Still, breathe a nice relaxing breath, but silently. Feel the peace of the silent breath when it is free and unencumbered and unrestrained. Feel the calm of that breathing and continue to breathe even though you may not pay attention to it or focus upon it. Your body does it instinctively, naturally, automatically. Let it continue quietly, silently. As you find yourself sinking, in a sense, deep into relaxation. Stay in the now. Stay listening to the sound of our voice. Stay with us. Be with us, you and us together. Let's go on a little journey in the now. Earlier, we paid attention to your child self and your adolescent self. So pay attention to them now. Make sure their needs have been satisfied. Their healing done for now. Let them be happy. Feel them content. Feel them quiet and content within you. Both of them, the child and the adolescent, no longer engaging you in their needs. And the needs of the young adult. Bring that 21, 22-year-old out of you and sit that one there, face to face. That one, with their idealism glowing, with their sense of fake authority I know it all. This is the way the world should work. And their hopeful optimism without knowing how anything works. Dreaming a dream. A dream of attachment to certain manifestations, certain objects, certain concretizations of desire, to the forms through which they think you will be happy. For them, passion means doing what you love and probably making a lot of money with it. But their idea of doing what you love is still distorted by the ideals, by the fantasies. And there's an idea of what you should be doing because you love it. What you should love. What you should want. The perfection of it is really in the appropriateness for you, if it is, and not in the precision of objects manifested and forms created. So let that young adult now, let them have the love. Let them feel the glow of success and achievement, because you can give them value and you can allow us to help. Reach out and hold their hands like you did with the adolescent and look into their eyes. See the dreaming that goes on there. The dreaming that if you only had the great love, the great financially successful work, the admiration, the support, the opportunities, the health, everything would be grand. Everything would be wonderful. That with those forms would come happiness. Their needs can cover everything and taint it. Their kind of spirituality, a kind of think positive form, is a denial of what's really going on in their inner voices. So as misguided as they can be, and out of sync with who they are as they can be, you love them nevertheless. You love that part of yourself, because that part was so creative, that part dreamed such dreams, and knew how to dream and fantasize. Honor that. Love them, appreciate them. And let that shimmer that is still around you, that sparkle that is still around you, that is us, let them be surrounded with it as well. The color may be the same as before or may have changed. Let the two of you be surrounded in our light, in our love. And let us drench your young adult and you with love, with value and appreciation, with a remembrance of your own worth, your own lovability. You are so lovable. You are so loved by so many. Let yourself receive. We wrap our light around you and your young adult and infuse both of you with our love. and with a little touch of energy, a little piece of our passion. We've already touched you with a little of our desire and a little of our motivation. So we add a little intensity of passion to it now. And as we wrap you up in it, drench you in it, soak you in it, like it was sparkling water, nourishing, hydrating all your cells, let your young adult come closer. Pull that young adult to you. Embrace the young adult. And let them melt into you now. They're at peace. Their dream quenched in a loving way. Satiated, at peace. You bring into you the dreaming self they are. And now, bring everything down to zero, all the values down to zero, ground zero. Go into the emptiness now. Go into the void. Enter the space. Enter the nothingness. It is time for you to create. Every creation begins with the emptiness, with the space, with the void, with the unknown, with the nothing. The divine is filled with this nothing. As you know who you are, you will know more of this void. More of it will be within you. And for now, let yourself, in a sense, descend into the void. It may be dark, but in a nourishing kind of way. If there is any fears, put your child back to sleep, back to rest. This is not the scary unknown that the consensus would want you to imagine. This is the place outside the consensus where you can dream, a true dream for you. Float in the void, float in the nothing, and let go of all the emotions of concern, the restlessness, any anxiety, any nervousness, just let it float away from you, floating through the void. And in that nothing, you find a sense of perfect rest. No issues to deal with. If they come up, direct them by your attention, with intention, by your choice, your will, to go. For now, give yourself the space, the quiet. This is your time to be with you. Feel your desire. The desire to express the divine in some form or another, in some way, so that you can love, touch, and heal others and yourself. Create with passion, move the energy, the flow, the divine flow. Direct it. where you wish it. To learn, to grow, to explore and expand. Expanding your awareness. Those desires are intrinsic to you, the desires to express that part of you. Here in the void, surrounded by us, you're not alone. Let us love and touch and heal you. Create with you. Dream and imagine with you. Let us be with your awareness. Help you expand it. Learn more of yourself. And you give that to yourself as well. Give that gift to you to receive it and to give it to yourself, because you are divine. You are a spark of consciousness of the divine, and you can give yourself all that you wish. As long as you stay in the present, as long as you do not give your realities away to the needs of your child and your adolescent and to the fantasies of your young adult, as long as you don't give your power, your freedom, your safety, and your love away to others, as long as you stay aligned with your truth, be with yourself now. You're floating in an emptiness, desiring to express your divine nature. And feel within this desire certain sparks of motivation, certain urges to do that in certain ways, certain urges to create in certain ways, certain urges to create certain things, certain pathways. And to create channels for loving, touching, and healing. And to create opportunities for growing, changing, loving and learning and expanding yourself. There are higher aspects of you that you connect with when you tap into your own desire, when you tap into your motivation. You're tapping into spirit and soul. Your spirit is your true motivator. A part of you has a dynamic of action to bring creation into form. Spirit. Are you spirited? Do you accept that part of you that values you and stands up for you? Not in a fighting way, but in a loving way. The one who just has this urge, this itch to move, to do, to create, to love, to grow. That motivation comes from spirit, your spirit. You may have had your spirit crushed. It's time to take it back now. Time to retrieve your spirit. Let a beautiful light approach you. A light that dances. A very energetic light. Let your spirit come to you. Your spirit wants to move. It's excited, uplifted, loves inspiration, can get really high on ideas and concepts, and wants to move them into life. your spirit dancing, sparkling. See that spirit approach? It is in its essence masculine. It is your masculine side, whether you are male or female. Your spirit wants to bring into action your consciousness, your divinity. Let your spirit approach bright, shining, radiant, sparkling, dancing. Bring your spirit now into you. Let us help you to bring that dancing energy, that vibrant, alive energy into you. Enthusiastic, excited. Let yourself open up and receive it now. And let yourself make a nice breath, not a silent one now. Move the energy. Let the energy move through you. Let it feed you. Move the energy. Let it go down and sparkle into every little particle of you, every little atom, every little cell has its spark of dancing light. Feel your whole nervous system sparkling and dancing. A tingling, a vibrancy. Feel the urge. It's almost like a twitch of your spirit, a twitch to urge, an urge to move, an urge to do things that are absolutely glorious and fun and exciting. Feel that urge. Enjoy it. Feel it. Get into it. Let it surround you, infuse you, move energy, sparkle here, sparkle there. And with our sparkle and shimmer, you become dazzling, dazzling. Motivation, your motivation, your spirit retrieved. And there are certain interests that you hold, certain ideas of things that you love to do, that you have strong urges to do, that is part of your expression, your divine expression, the way you would like to do it. There's an intensity, a lift into something greater, more magnificent than you. A greater connection with the oneness, with the divine, with your world, with your consciousness. And that consciousness, as your reality, as the illusion of physical plane manifestation, the wholeness of it all, in that is a passion. This passion is of your soul. Your soul knows your passion. A feminine aspect, a feminine essence of yours, whether you're male or female. The soul feels the depths of emotion, feels the depth of passion. Your consensus has wanted passion to be dark pathos and drama. And your soul was wounded with it, with the shame that was driven into you. Bring that part of your soul now to you who knows the truth, who knows your passion, who can infuse you with that intensity of being. See a light approach, this one of very different energy. First one, the spirit was dancing. This one is smooth, flowing, deep, calm. very gentle, very sensitive and soft. Let your soul approach. It may be in a form, you may sense it in a form, or it may be just a dazzling, gentle, flowing, soft light. Like a river, or a gentle stream with no ripples whatsoever, almost silent flow. Let your soul come to you. The soul may feel fragile, delicate. It may feel strong and deep. You've been separated from some of your soul for a long time. That's why they call it a soul retrieval. Receive your soul. Let that beautiful part of your soul come into you. You've healed so much of your soul by healing your child and your adolescent and your young adult. So what comes to you now is your passion. A bliss, an ecstasy that is divine, that you don't want to live without. It is vital as a spiritual being. It is a necessity as much as eating, sleeping, drinking water, breathing. On a spiritual level, passion is necessary. Let her or let it in. And we will be with you to bring in this energy deep into you, to drench into every cell, every atom, a depth, a profundity, an intensity. The feminine, very creative. You can feel the creative capacity, the power of your soul. Your spark of the goddess, your part of the divine feminine. Let it in. Let it soak into you. Gentle, deep, soft. But there is an intensity, a vibrancy of being, a beingness. Just as the spirit energized your nervous system, the soul will energize and balance your hormonal system. Your soul will touch your liver, your adrenals, your hypothalamus, your thyroid, your thymus gland, your sexual organs. And more. It will infuse them all with light. There will be a healing. Let yourself receive your soul's healing. Let yourself connect with, absorb soul into you and feel the fullness. Feel the passion settle into your second chakra area, into your sexual organs and into your adrenals. Feel the love. Feel the healing. Feel the intense depth of creativity. It is there the resources of the divine are yours within you. Essential value and worth, infinite. Your power, your freedom, your safety, your love. Full, rich, connected. Now let spirit and soul blend. The dancing, energetic, the motivation, the spark of action, the dynamic of movement, to activate the spiritual flow, to activate the dynamic flow of energy through you and towards that which you choose to create, combining with the creativity, the presence, the magnificent light, the love of your soul, together, blend them, spiral them together, spiral them from root chakra up to the crown, spiraling upwards, spiraling, 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 and from your crown to the root, spiraling downward, spiraling, spiraling, spiraling. Feel the energy in your core. And it comes into balance. So your desire, your motivation, and your passion aligned. So now, dear one, what is your dream? What life do you wish for yourself? What states of being? What essences of reality do you wish for you, do you claim for you, is true for you? Imagine now, imagine it, a life of freedom and power and love and safety that is natural to you, manifesting the forms that follow the states of being, that follow the freedom and the love and the power and the safety that you radiate, following the love and valuing of yourself that you give yourself. What do you dream for your life? That your mundane life, your daily tasks, your routines infused with the love for yourself, with the flow and harmony of your being, and your creative activities, your choice actions, those actions in which you are expressing your divine through your unique channel or two. Imagine a life with that, both. Your dream. And now imagine the forms that will come from that. The success, the physical success, the income perhaps, the love relationship, healed or doing better or a new one. A joy of resolution of disharmony and conflict into love and joy and celebration with others, including even family members. What would it be like? What would come? Maybe your own studio. Maybe a life with lots of travel. Or more of a quiet contemplative life. However you see it, dream it now, your dream. And we'll put our light with you in that dream. And now, your passion leads to vision. What is it you wish to share that's unique of you with your world? What will you share out there? What changes? What's passionate for you? What's important for you? What is meaningful and valuable for your world right now? As well as your own creative channels. How would you create that? And if you don't know, just imagine you've created it. Imagine your world respecting that which you hold dear, your principles, your passion. You can share your passion with others. Passion that you do just for your own self, for your connection with the divine, to spread it out to others, to around the world. This is your vision. Imagine. Spread it out there. Huge. Yeah, you can dream big. You dream the essence. You dream the magnificence of you. You dream the love that and compassion for your world and your engagement with the world as a beautiful, loving act. You grow. You're strong. You're radiant. You're putting your light out there. You're receiving the love. Now see the forms that you right now would imagine would come with that. The type of career or that would lead to making a difference in the lives of others, or to uplift yourself and thereby uplift others. What is it? Your vision. Feel your chakra. Feel the root, ground root. Feel the passion and pleasure of the second chakra expand. Connect with the flow of creativity. Feel the flowing of divine order with your third chakra. Feel all three strong, balanced, clean. And with your vision, step gently into the fourth chakra, into the divine love. Here, let us help. Now we're going to give you a download. Ribbons of light, ribbons of color, spiraling down, brilliant. Many colors, codes written upon them. Feel a blanket of spirals, a spiraling ribbons like DNA coming down to you, touching you gently, going into you, absorbing into you, absorbing into your body, ribbons of a new passion, of a new reality, deep into you. All the way down, deep, 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 and down in your second and third chakra area disappears. Feel the ribbons coming in. Just let them come in. They tickle maybe a little bit, like sparkle a little bit, shimmer a little bit. An unfoldment of passion, clean, the new passion of a new world. Growing with love and joy creating with love and joy, loving, touching, and healing, and receiving more celebration, love, and joy, and growth. More love, freedom, power, safety, more. There we go. The download will continue. We will be with you throughout the night. When you get up in the morning to begin your day, it will be done, and only then will it be done. It will continue through the night. It will continue into your dreams. If you become aware of your dreams, there may be messages. There may be visitations. There may be some lucidity. And when you wake up in the morning, expect to feel lighter, to feel changed. The beginning of change, of a new order has begun. A new reality to be made manifest. Your desire, your motivation and passion aligned with divine purpose. So be it. So let your attention come back now to the room. Let all the things that have been put into motion and all the healings that have been done move and flow. Your divine flow activated by spirit, detailed, focused, channeled in loving ways by soul, directed to your destiny, to your mission. And a download to help the process. A download that, even though it will be finished by morning, will complete itself only in days, weeks, months, perhaps even years ahead, as it unfolds a new way, a new connection for you. Bring yourself back and open your eyes. Let yourself reconnect here in your physicality, in your body. Feel the happiness of your body. It's itching to get up and go. But it's happy about it.
It's been working hard.
And it's been playing hard too. All right. Okay, we have enjoyed working with you. Working with your beautiful energies, seeing the changes, seeing the openings and the expansions. To love, touch, and heal you, to work with your creativity, to help you activate your flow, activate your desire, motivation, and passion, to activate your new reality, and to work with you whenever you would desire it, to call us in. We'll be there. The stars in the sky come together above you and put a column of light around you. Ask us what you would desire. Let us work with you. Let us love you, protect you, value you, appreciate you. And then let's get to work in a positive, joyous way. For you and your world. Thank you, dear ones. Thank you. Thank you. We surround you, dear ones, as always, in our light and our love.